Greetings, Tacoma. John Doherty here once again for KTAH 101.9's Climate Talk, the place where we talk about everything climate, and we always do that talk in a respectful way, which is part of what I'm going to be talking about today. People's ideas, understanding them, understanding our own ideas, and how that affects how we relate to other people and how effective we are in our advocacy for whatever it is we're advocating, in this case, a clean climate future. So I'm going to be talking about ideas, beliefs, opinions. They're all related, and an idea is simply a formulated thought or opinion. The interesting thing, the important thing about ideas is that what we do in large part stems from what ideas we hold. And I say we advisedly, we all do this. It's a part of the human condition. It's inescapable. So we want to do a couple things today. A little self-inquiry to understand how we think about things. And the main reason that I want to talk about that is so that we can develop a deeper understanding of how other people develop their ideas, what the impact of those ideas are. If we feel like the ideas could benefit from being modified, changed, brought closer to the data, etc., we need to understand that process. And fortunately, we have a lab right in front of us, which is our own mind, our own way of thinking about things, how our ideas are developed and how our opinions impact what we do. And most of all, how we become convinced that our ideas are in fact correct and differing ideas are incorrect. Just because something makes sense to me doesn't mean it makes sense to somebody else. And that's a core understanding if we're going to have open communication and, as I say, always respectful. I did a big chunk of my career about ideas and how they affect behavior in a high-risk environment, how our communication can be accurate and effective. I want to give you a little story along that line as an illustration. In this particular case, an early morning airline flight was taxiing out from takeoff at the Bluegrass Airport in Kentucky. The runway they were assigned to started from the same point that a different runway started from. Think of them as forming somewhat of a V and starting the takeoff roll from the point of the V. The crew's belief, their idea, their opinion was that they were on the correct runway, and they took off on the wrong runway, which was a short runway, not long enough for their takeoff. They had an accident, the aircraft crashed, and all aboard were killed. So my key point here is that just because we are convinced of the correctness of our ideas, our beliefs, our opinions, doesn't mean that they are actually accurate. Now, in an airplane accident, we have the benefit, so to speak, of things happening in a very compacted amount of time, and it's pretty easy to sort out. Unfortunately, climate change is not like that. Climate change is a slow-moving train wreck, and it's hard for us to pick out the miscommunications, the poor belief systems, the inaccurate opinions. Now, for the most part, when we think about climate opinions or beliefs and we're concerned about them, we're thinking about the science deniers. But really, I don't think there's that much to be gained by worrying about those folks. First off, they're a small minority, maybe less than 10% of the population who are outright deniers. And their numbers are diminishing over time. And as the evidence becomes clearer, more and more people are understanding that the climate is changing, that human beings are causing the change, and that we need to do something about it or it's going to be catastrophic downstream. One of the problems I see is that even with a fairly large majority of people all across the United States see either from a concerned perspective that the climate is changing all the way to completely alarmed about climate changing. Yet look around. What are we really doing to address climate change as a political system? Not anywhere near enough. I mean, a tiny amount compared to what needs to be done. So let's don't worry so much about the deniers. Let's talk about ourselves, those of us who are concerned about the climate. And in particular, how ideas matter. There's a recent book called False Alarm, How Climate Change Panic Costs Us Trillions, Hurts the Poor, and Fails to Fix the Planet. It's written by a guy named Bjorn Lomborg. Now, Mr. Lomborg does not deny that the climate is changing. His idea is that while it is changing, we don't really need to do much. We can just rely on the marketplace and other individual, not politicized decisions to solve the problem. Ideas amongst those who are concerned about climate change are all over the spectrum, all the way from we need to completely change the economic system that prevails on the earth to putting a price on carbon, cap and trade, regulations, suing the fossil fuel companies, and on and on. So let's do a little mind experiment here. Think for a minute about what you believe we should or should not be doing about climate change. Okay, you got that idea in your head, just broad brush strokes. Okay, now let's do a couple other things. Number one, imagine that you are considering a different approach and some of the things that come up for you. If you are like me, what happens mostly is that my mind comes up with rebuttals of what the other idea is, and I never really give it the full consideration that it probably deserves. I heard a quote once that said, when listening to other people, while normally we're processing in our mind how we're going to respond to what they're saying, and if it's something we disagree with, how we're going to rebut those comments that the other person is making, whereas what we really should be doing is listening carefully and asking ourselves the question, what could possibly be true about what this person is saying? One way leads to ossification of our thoughts and our ideas. The other way leads and opens the door to understanding, to an evolving point of view, and in that evolution, a more accurate one. I think one of the most invidious things that we have to deal with as human beings is our confusion about the difference between facts and our beliefs. A fact is a statement of truth that can be verified and is able to be proven as true. A belief is just a conclusion or an opinion or a thought that we have that's not necessarily supported by fact. In fact, that's the whole reason for the scientific method, an effort to get our human biases out of the picture as we try to discover what the facts are, what the truth is about something. Now, one of the problems that can show up is anything ever 100% without doubt never changed a fact? Well, probably not, but there are things that are much more fact-based, data-based, truthful than others. Not all ideas, not all beliefs are created equal. Part of the scientific method is to acknowledge the uncertainty of things and that always that there is a degree of uncertainty, and some people use this uncertainty as a wedge to say, well, my idea is just as good as any other idea because of the scientific uncertainty. Even in COVID, I'm hearing people say things like, well, they're changing their minds. First of all, it wasn't wear masks, and now it is wear masks, so you can't trust those guys. In my opinion, is just as good as what the science community is telling us. Same thing is happening with climate, and I gotta say that happens all over the spectrum. If a conservative comes up with an idea of managing climate change, adapting, mitigating climate change, a progressive more than likely is gonna immediately come up with a bunch of objections as to why that's not gonna work or why something else would be better. My big concern about all of this is that over time, those of us who are concerned about the climate are going to spend so much time squabbling with each other, arguing about the best way forward, that we won't ever pick any way forward, and we will pay the consequences for that inaction. I had a good friend once who had a line that went like this. When I would say something that was maybe a little iffy, he would ask me, "How do you know that that is true?" What a great question, and one that we should be asking ourselves regularly, regardless of what the subject is. It's a matter of self-inquiry, and once again, it's an evolutionary process that makes our thinking, our thoughts, our ideas, our opinions more accurate and more effective. By the way, my belief is that probably the majority of listeners to this program have a progressive slant, a left of center slant to their political beliefs, and I would put myself in that camp, of course. One of the qualities that I see in myself and my progressive friends is pretty much of a conviction of being right, but we don't really spend much time doing self-inquiry. So I can give you some quick examples. Let's take genetically modified organisms, nuclear power, inoculations. One of my close progressive friends is quite convinced that 9/11 was a George Bush conspiracy. While that's a little fringy, the other perspectives on GMOs, inoculations, and nuclear power are pretty much knee-jerk progressive opinions. And a great place for us as progressives to start doing our own personal inquiry. And once again, the reason for doing this is so we can be more effective in talking to people who have really bad ideas about the climate. Now, there's another aspect to ideas and opinions that I want to touch on here briefly, and that's the aspect of personality characteristics. So let's look at just one in particular. We could place people on a continuum with complete safety at one end and complete freedom at the other end, and all of us fit on that continuum somewhere. So folks who value safety over freedom tend to like authoritarian-style governments, governments that keep track of things with a belief that that keeping track, monitoring the population, controlling ideas, and so on is going to lead to a more stable, safer society. Those who value freedom more tend to be folks who value things like tolerance, openness, individual liberty, and things like that. And here's the point. There's really not much to be done about that. If somebody's primary worry is security, then we're not going to change their personality. We just have to accept that. And whatever messages we give to that person have to be framed within a way that will be convincing, understanding to that person. There's another factor that I think is important, and this relates back to my comments about progressive ideas that really aren't scientific ideas but are widely held. It's our human nature to form social groups that share common perspective. That's a big part of our survival strategy, and it's just the way it is. I've personally experienced this, and you probably have too. If I do a little self-inquiry, I see that I've taken on a certain perspective just because that perspective is part of the social group that I belong to. I hang on to that perspective just because it helps to solidify my position within the group. A quick example from my own experience, I spent 5 years in the Marine Corps, including 13 months in Vietnam, and I made some very deep friendships during those times, friendships that endure to this day. Now, not surprisingly, a lot of those Marines from the Vietnam era hold conservative or right-wing or right-of-center points of view. And I'm very careful in my conversations with them how far outside that worldview I tread for fear that I won't be welcome into that circle. Those friendships mean a great deal to me, and they're not something that I want to jeopardize. Doesn't mean that we don't have differences of opinion. It's just that we need to be careful about being respectful of each other's opinions and not to make the focus of our friendships political opinions. I'll just finish up here with some commentary about human biases. And once again, as part of who we are, they're there. Really, the only thing we can do about them is to be aware of them and to consciously adapt our behavior based on the awareness of those biases. Probably the most powerful of all is confirmation bias. As Carol Tavris, the social psychologist, says, we like to say seeing is believing, but really it's the other way around. Believing is seeing. We develop our worldview, and from there we develop our beliefs, and that's what we see is what we believe based on our worldview, not on what the data is out there. So what to take away from this somewhat rambling essay about ideas, beliefs, and opinions? Well, I think one of the most important is that we be willing to dig into our own belief system in a way that is open-minded, willing to challenge, willing to be open to other ideas. If we want other people to be open to ideas that we respect and want to communicate, how can we expect that if we can't do it ourselves? So spend some time doing self-inquiry and asking yourself, how is this true? Or how do I know this is true? So that's it for today. I would love to hear your comments. You can email me at john@cctacoma.org. I read every email and I'll respond on the air if it's appropriate. The CCL part, by the way, is for Citizens Climate Lobby. I am an activist with Citizens Climate Lobby. You can check us out at cctacoma.org. So once again, here I am reminding you, as always, live like the mountain is out. Take care now.